Sheffield Live. Made in Sheffield, made by you.
Do you like Sheffield Live? Why not become a friend of Sheffield Live? Sheffield Live is a community radio station, and friends of Sheffield Live are people in the community who make a regular donation to keep Sheffield Live on the air. Join the Friends of Sheffield Live by writing to friends@sheffieldlive.org or go online to sheffieldlive.org/friends. Do you want to get your message heard? With low advertising rates and great sponsorship opportunities, Sheffield Live can help you reach thousands of local people. Get your campaign on Sheffield Live. To find out more about advertising on Sheffield Live, write to advertising@sheffieldlive.org or call 0114 281 4082.
Good afternoon. This is Sheffield Live 93.2 FM. I'm John Yule, and this is Swing Time, as it usually is at this time. I hope you've enjoyed the bank holiday, being able to make the best of the weather, and I'm even more pleased if you've been able to join Mike and myself for the next 2 hours with plenty of jazz, swing and blues. So, as I say, good afternoon to everyone here on Swing Time on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM from me, John Yule. We began with the Brubeck Brothers Quartet, namely Chris on bass, Dan on drums, along with Mike D'Amico on the guitar and Chuck Lamb on piano. And it was actually a Mike D'Amico composition that we heard. It was called North Coast and comes from an album called Timeline, which was released in 2018. Two obituaries from me this week, rather sadly. The first being Latin pianist, composer and bandleader Eddie Palmieri. And he was born in 1936 on the 15th of December in East Harlem. He was born of Puerto Rican parents, but raised in the Bronx. He passed away on the 6th of August, that's this month of course, the 6th of August 2025 in New Jersey. Coming through the New York public school system, Eddie played at Carnegie Hall at the grand old age of 11. Beginning with Cuban influences, Eddie developed, both as a pianist and bandleader, a deeper approach influenced by the likes of Thelonious Monk and McCoy Tyner. Eddie was initially established by leading his own lineup, Concierto La Perfecta, which extended through various changes of personnel and lineup throughout most of Eddie's career. Departing from a Cuban salsa trumpet-led instrumentation into a heavier, more New York trombone-based lineup. Here is one of Eddie Palmieri's last recordings, made with Conrad Herwig on trombone at the Trading 8 studio in Paramus, New Jersey, on November the 28th, 2023. We also hear from Craig Handy on tenor, Alex Norris on trumpet, Ruben Rodriguez on bass, Robbie Amin on drums and Camilo Molina on percussion. Eddie Palmieri gets us started on this track then, a composition by McCoy Tyner called Walk Spirit, Talk Spirit.
Thank you.
late Eddie Palmieri, who passed away sadly earlier this month, appearing with Conrad Herwig's band. Nearly 3 years after the passing of longtime partner and co-lyricist Marilyn Bergman, comes the news of the sad passing of Alan Bergman. He was born on September the 11th, 1925, in New York City, and passed away on the 17th of July, 2025, in Los Angeles. He was married to Marilyn for 66 years, and Alan's career began as a TV director and songwriter in Philadelphia, and it was Johnny Mercer who encouraged him to move to Los Angeles to become a professional songwriter. After a hit with Champion the Wonder Horse, and a few quiet years after them, This is the one which really established Bergman as a top-tier songwriter.
Let's take it nice and easy. It's gonna be so easy for us to fall in love. Hey baby, what's your hurry? Relax and don't you worry. We're gonna fall in love. Safe to say, but let's make all the stops along the way. The problem now, of course, is to simply hold your horses. To rush would be a crime. Stops along the way. The problem now, of course, is to simply hold your horses. To rush would be a crime. 'Cause nice and easy does it. Nice and easy does it. Nice and easy does it every time. Like the man says one more time. Nice and easy does it. Nice and easy does it. Nice and easy does it.
Frank Sinatra and Nelson Riddle with Nice and Easy, recorded on April the 12th, 1960, at Capitol Studios in Hollywood. The words were written by Alan and Marilyn Bergman, of course, and the music was from Lou Spence. Alan and Marilyn wrote the lyrics to the music for many leading films throughout their career, films such as In the Heat of the Night, Ice Station Zebra, Tootsie, The Life and Times of Judge Ray Bean, Never Say Never Again, which I think is on TV tonight, as it happens, and Shirley Valentine. Also, the Thomas Crown Affair in 1968, music by Michel Legrand. The Wimbles of Your Mind was the big hit from the score at the time, but nowadays people tend to think much more fondly on the chess game scene, which you may remember between Faye Dunaway and Steve McQueen. This is His Eyes, Her Eyes, sung for us now by Marlene Verplank.
Thank you. fences turn to dust in a kiss. Oh, they must in a kiss promise their tomorrows. His moon, her moon, is it now?
One of the great underrated singers, in my opinion, Marlene Verplank, recorded at, in New York City, rather, on the 3rd of June 1987. With her were Jim McNeely on piano, John Bean on bass, and Ronnie Zito on drums. You're listening to Swing Time on Radio Sheffield, on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM. And I'm currently paying tribute to the lyricist Alan Bergman, who passed away last month. The range of composers Alan and Marilyn Bergman worked with includes as follows: Quincy Jones, Marvin Hamlisch, Henry Mancini, John Williams, Neil Diamond, Ennio Macchione, and Bill Evans. And now in the example coming up, Johnny Mandel. This is a track called Summer Wishes, Winter Dreams, which was written for a film of the same name in 1973. We're going to hear Abby Lincoln singing, recorded in February 1991 at the BMG Studios in New York City. And she's accompanied by Stan Getz on tenor, Hank Jones on piano, Charlie Hayden on bass, and Mark Johnson on drums.
wishes, winter dreams, drifting down forgotten streams, songs and faces, smiles and whispers. Sitting here across from me, dressed in faded flowers and rambling on for hours and hours. I'd love to stay, but I must meet
of singers who recorded Alan Bergman's lyrics is pretty much a who's who. Frank Sinatra, Sarah Vaughan, Ella Fitzgerald, Peggy Lee, Dean Martin, and that's just for starters. Alan actually recorded his own vocals on an outstanding album recorded in Germany called Lyrically Alan Bergman. It was released in 2007, and if you'd like a copy, good luck. Copies were trading at £300 last time I checked. Whilst Barbra Streisand is perhaps the vocalist most associated with the Bergmans, Jack Jones has possibly recorded their output more than anyone else. Having recorded an album with Michel Legrand, which would have been almost completely made up of Bergman lyrics, and another CD he recorded was totally devoted to the Bergmans. On his last album, Jack re-recorded at United Recordings in Los Angeles in 2022 a song called One Day. The music is by Michel Legrand and the arrangement is by John Clayton.
One day the fields will be greener. One day the skies will be bluer. One day the rivers will be bright, silver ribbons running around the hills, quiet hills. You'll see one day the rains will be softer. One day the winds will be sweeter, sweeter than springtime, and the whisper of lilac, apple, pine, and pear will fill the air. One day, a child full of wonder won't fear the dark sound of thunder. No dreams of danger when a soldier's a stranger from a distant time, a distant world. Distant time, a distant world. On the morning you stand with tomorrow safe in your hand, that will be the day.
Marilyn Berman passed away on January the 8th, 2022, and as I've said, Alan left us on July the 17th this year. What was their most popular song? this one, I think, as I'm going to play an instrumental version, I'd better credit the composer, who is Marvin Hamlisch. Recorded on September the 8th, 2019, at the Cité de la Musique in Paris. Here's Ben Patterson on the Hammond B3, Peter Bernstein on the guitar, Willie Jones III on drums, and Houston Person on tenor with The Way We Were.
Thank you.
Houston Person, still as good as ever as a ballad player, certainly marvellous. And I don't know if you noticed, but that 8-minute track, they just played the refrain twice. I think it's astonishing. The gig guide now for this week, and we are beginning tonight at Farm Road Social Club and the monthly meeting of the Keith Peters Big Band, as I say, tonight at 8:30 at the Farm Road Social Club. On to the Lescar tomorrow evening, and a band elegantly called Up Yours. Fergus Quill plays Zero Slingsby. Leeds bass player Fergus Quill leads this tribute to the late Leeds musician, featuring such homemade instruments as the bike wheelation and the bike pumperphone. If you'd like to see what they look and sound like, get yourself off to the Lescar tomorrow night. Something a bit more regular at Cabanas tomorrow evening. Possibly my favourite singer from the Yorkshire area, Kate Peters, will be appearing with her quartet. On to Leopold Square at the weekend, and on Saturday at 2 o'clock, free admission of course, there's a six-piece lineup playing 80s pop hits to a New Orleans marching beat. This is a new lineup called Neon Brass. And not so new is the lineup on Sunday afternoon at Leopold Square. That's the Dizzy Club, and I don't think I need much. Don't think much introduction is needed these days for John Naylor on vocal and guitar, Shes Sheridan on lead guitar, Ryan Taylor on keys, John Watterson on drums, and Mike Fleming on bass. That was the gig guide for this week, and this is the big band offering for this week. Alto players Don Shelton and Kim Richmond take centre stage on an album called Serendipity, Serendipity 18 to be precise. It was released in 1998, and everything here has been arranged and conducted by Bob Florence and his big band, Bob Florence's Limited Edition. This track then is called Evelyn. to finish this first hour of Springtime. Here's pianist Christian Jacobs, French-born, American-based these days, and this is a number called Admired. Finishing the first hour of Swing Time here on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM, that was the pianist Christian Jacobs, French-born and American-based, as I said, and it came from the fifth volume of compositions by trumpeter Cole Sanders called New Jazz Standards. the New Jazz Standards Volume 5, to be precise. It was recorded on the 28th of December 2021, and with Christian Jacobs on the piano. We also heard from Derek Oles on bass and Joe LaBarbera on drums. The track was called Admired. As I said, it was the fifth volume of New Jazz Standards, all of which were composed by the trumpeter Carl Sanders. I can't recommend that series of albums enough, actually. Carl actually played on the previous track we played, the Bob Florence Limited Edition on the trumpet, although he didn't take a solo on the particular track we heard. In fact, out of the top of my head, I don't think he plays a solo at all on that particular album. Going back to the Jack Jones track we heard one day, I thought I'd bring to your attention the personnel of the muted trumpet solo, which I thought was quite outstanding. I think you'll find it was by Bijou Watson. It doesn't say on the sleeve, but I think you'll find I'm right. Mike Coates to follow on from me, John Yule, here on Swing Time on Sheffield Live 93.2.